This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India is committed to the early and peaceful resolution of Ukraine-Russia conflict and will make every possible contribution in this regard. Holding a telephonic conversation with President of Ukraine, Volodymyr Zelensky, the Prime Minister said, India's consistent position on the need for an early and peaceful resolution of the conflict. The Election Commission has rejected claims of political parties, including Congress leader Rahul Gandhi, RJD on special intensive revision, SIR. In a series of fact checks on social media, the poll body said that pure electoral rolls strengthen democracy. It also shared all documents related to SIR and its key findings of the enumeration phase. The Commission also shared its daily bulletins related to SIR in Bihar. The Election Commission said that 127 claims and objections out of 10,570 received directly from electors related to SIR in Bihar have been disposed of by officials so far. Minister of Culture today organized a Tiranga bike rally under the Har Ghar Tiranga campaign in New Delhi. Culture and Tourism Minister Gajendra Singh Shekhawat, along with Union Ministers Kiran Rijiju and Sanjay Seth, and Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta, led the rally. The rally is part of the annual celebrations leading up to Independence Day. World Elephant Day is celebrated today. India is home to nearly 60% of the world's wild elephant population, with 33 elephant reserves and 150 identified elephant corridors. As part of the celebrations, Union Environment Minister Bhupendra Yadav will participate in the celebrations today at Coimbatore. He will inaugurate a workshop in which experts will deliberate on best practices ranging from habitat management and corridor maintenance to awareness generation and capacity building in high conflict areas.
India has elephant corridors in the northeast hills in eastern states, in the gut areas of southern states, and also in eastern states like Orissa, Jharkhand, West Bengal and Chhattisgarh. Project Elephant, implemented in 22 states, is a centrally sponsored scheme and intends to protect elephants, their habitats and corridors. On this day, 12 lakh students from 5,000 schools will be joining the awareness program on World Elephant Day in the state. Joy, Akashwani, reporting from Chennai.
US and China have agreed to extend the trade truce until November 10th, just hours before new tariffs were set to take effect today. In a joint statement, both countries said they will pause the planned tariff increases for another 90 days. The US will delay raising tariffs to 145% on Chinese goods, while China will hold off on 125% tariffs on US goods. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall over Uttarakhand and Himachal Pradesh to the next 7 days. We have more from a correspondent.
According to IMD, heavy to very heavy rainfall over sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Sikkim, Arunachal Pradesh, Assam and Meghalaya is expected till Thursday. The IMD has issued red alert for extremely heavy rainfall in these states along with Uttarakhand and Himachal Pradesh today. The weather agency also predicted very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Bihar and Odisha. IMD further said that the thunderstorm accompanied with gusty winds is expected at isolated places over Bihar, Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Jharkhand and Andaman and Nicobar Islands today. Meanwhile, Delhi NCR received rainfall in the early hours today. Ishani Yadav, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Indian benchmark indices trading on a flat note, tracking mixed global cues after the US and China extended the trade truce by 90 days overnight. The BSE Sensex was trading at 80,614 points in a short while ago, while Nifty 50 inched marginally up to 24,589. Broader market indices also saw buying activity, with the BSE small cap adding 0.39%. On the sectoral front, Nifty IT gained 0.79% and Nifty Metal advanced 0.60%. The majority of other indices were mixed, showing modest gains and losses in the range of 0.10 to 0.40%. In Wushu, India's Namrata Batra is set to face Mengyu Chan of China in the women's 52-kilogram final at the World Games 2025 in Chengdu, China, this evening. The much-anticipated gold medal match is scheduled to begin at 5:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.